You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to tattoo artist Dresden. My favorite part of his interview was him talking about the tattoo shop he's from called 210 Tattoo in San Luis Obispo and just his modest beginnings. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome on the first time on the podcast, tattoo artist Dresden.
Yeah! Happy to be here.
Thanks for coming, man.
Dude, I can't believe I'm in the corner. This is rad. Excited.
So you're finally here.
Finally here.
You gave me this beautiful scissor tattoo at the Comedy Store on the main stage.
Wild.
How do we link up? Do you remember how we even linked up?
I saw one night, I was watching the Scissor Bros.
Yeah. Shout out to Jeremiah Watkins.
Yeah, on the couch, brother. Smoking, hanging out. And you guys did like a call. You're like, is it any tattooers in the LA area? And I was like, I'm going to email him. And I did.
You did.
And you guys hit me up. And I was like, oh, shit.
And it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out. Yeah. It was cool.
You're our first actual official tattooer on here.
Dope.
I don't think we've had one ever. Like, this is the first. I mean, this is over 250 episodes and we have.
Never had a tattooer.
Yeah, I think you're our first.
And I'm surprised because I feel like you know tattooers. So it's like, yeah, I'm stoked.
And I initially wanted to do a podcast where you could actually, you know, display tattooing someone.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about like,
loud. My machines are loud.
I want to know your whole trajectory, like as far as how you got into it. And we mentioned before, it's like there's a hierarchy, like becoming a sushi chef. You can't just make sushi. You have to start with the rice. And
totally.
Yeah. So
totally.
So where are you from?
Central California. So like Hanford is where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I live in Arroyo Grande, which is right next to San Luis Obispo.
San Luis Obispo, great area.
Yeah, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I feel like I lived all over, but I'm the most comfortable in the Central Valley.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just where I come from. I just feel like it's not L.A. It's not the Bay.
Mm-hmm,
just smack dab in the middle on the coast. Like, that's where I'm comfortable.
Are there dangerous elements? Because we talked a little bit about the squatters that live next door.
Right.
Like, how this is getting really shady now. Right. Yeah.
I think San Luis Obispo is more like Patagonia and, like, hiking.
Yeah.
Which is chill, but mm-hmm. I feel like there's other places around. I think since the pandemic, that have gotten a little squirrelier.
Right.
But it's not like,
not like,
it's not crazy.
There's like no gang activity or anything.
Not really. No.
And that's close to the beach town? Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Pismo Beach.
Right.
And the dunes. All right there.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
Have you been to Santa Barbara?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Have you heard of Elliot Roger?
No.
That was the mass shooter. Remember the guy, the kid that shot all those? He couldn't get.
Oh, I didn't know his name, Elliot.
Yeah, he liked the sorority girl. Like, he liked girls, but they didn't give him no attention.
Right.
So he
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he lied.
That was a big story in Santa Barbara.
Damn. How long ago was that?
Shit. Eight years ago, something like, guessing, yeah. So let's go back to, because you're filled with tattoos.
Yeah.
How did you get into this whole world and, like, growing up?
Dude.
And yeah.
So, I don't know. I've always been artistic. I've always definitely, like, gravitated towards that type of thing. I feel like 2005 is when I started getting interested in it. Because there's, like, tattoo magazines, like, back in the day, like, on the stand.
Oh, like at a 7-Eleven or a newsstand?
And, like, I would see him around. A buddy of mine actually got one, a tattoo, and I was like, damn, dude, that's bad. Mm-hmm. You know? And then, admittingly enough, I didn't start with, like, a traditional apprenticeship. I did the whole, like, doing it out of my house thing to start.
Oh, like...
Like, I started, I just got everything. I got machines. I got, and just started tattooing my friends.
You did it in-house?
Yeah.
So you didn't do, because you mentioned an apprenticeship. That's your traditional way of learning,
Right. Which it's like, it took longer to get into it. Because where I lived, there really wasn't anyone that I wanted to get tattooed by. Because everyone that was doing the work, I was like,
you weren't feeling their style?
No. I mean, and I was, and like looking in these magazines, I started seeing what tattoos could look like.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, there's a whole nother elevated thing to this, you know?
Yes.
Not just these little bullshit, like, you could actually do like a huge tattoo.
Like a piece, like an art piece. Totally. Like a painting.
Beautiful things. Yeah. Where I'm like, whoa, dude, I want to do that.
Now, so your friends let you tattoo them?
Yeah. I still see... Dude, it was wild.
There had to have been some crazy mess-ups.
You better believe there's some that I'm just like... Even when I see friends now that I tattooed back then,
yeah,
they're like, dude, you remember this? I'm like, don't even show me that.
And just,
like, that is so...
Because you let me and Jeremiah tattoo.
Yeah.
And I still feel bad about what I did to your skin. Is it what? Where is it at
no,
again?
But yours, where, yours wasn't
wait,
bad.
Can you show?
Dude...
I mean,
look at that.
Do you see how, like, it's like I scribbled on your arm?
You're more confident than Jeremiah, though.
I did. Now, what part did I do?
The blown outside.
The blown outside.
But you definitely, this looks like confidence. This looks like Jeremiah going, I don't know this guy.
Can you stand up and just show the camera? Yeah. You might have to refocus, Andrew, like on this. But just show the camera real quick. Okay, you can come back, Dresden. I just want to give him context of just the disaster we did on your arm. Are you okay with it? I felt bad, like,
because
I'm like,
I did though.
I did feel bad.
It was more the experience. I feel like, for me, I don't know. I'm tattooed all over my body, so it's like I feel like.
Oh my God, who did that part?
That was Jeremiah.
Okay, thank you.
This looks like Jeremiah's like, I don't want to. You were like.
But dude, did I do the letter? I did the S, didn't I?
You did the S. God. Oh no, you did the B. Oh no, you did the S.
I did the S and
you
the
did
B.
The S.
Damn that! I could have done a better
dude,
job.
I'm
so
cool.
sorry.
I love it.
So going back to this is what you had to do to learn what we did there.
Totally. Like the first time, I remember my first tattoo that I ever did, where it's like realizing, trying to pull that first line.
Yeah.
Realizing how hard it actually is.
I am glad you brought
that
up.
This is crazy.
It's crazy hard.
It's crazy.
I thought I'd be able to give me that. I could
right.
do it. But when I actually, I couldn't. My problem was when I was on your skin, I couldn't tell if I was making a straight line.
Totally.
How do you learn that?
Time. Time with, like, especially for me, like, in the beginning, it was willing skin.
Well, what is that? What does that mean?
Like, willing skin, like.
How do you spell that? Willing?
Willing.
W-I-L-L-I-N-G.
Yeah, yeah.
Willing skin.
Skin. Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
What does that mean?
Homies that are like, yeah, man, like, do a little skull on me or do or whatever.
That's a term in the tattoo world. Willing skin.
Willing skin. Yeah,
give
sure.
Give me a rando. Give me a random one. Like
what?
That's what it means? Give me a random tattoo?
Or no, willing skin. Like, I know you're new at this, but just do your thing.
Oh, that's
which is wild.
A new, like a new thing.
Right, because.
Willing skin.
Because I feel like I would never like pass that I'm like, oh, I've been doing this forever. I'm like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing. And then like
you're honest about it.
Yeah, and your friends that you skate with or like do shit with where they're like, dude, do something cool. And I'm
yeah.
like, okay. But same thing. When you tattooed me, I'm like, oh shit.
I was
shit,
fucking nervous,
right.
dude. I was literally like, fuck, I should have told you, like, dude, I don't know what I'm doing.
No, it makes.
But you knew I didn't know. I never held a tattoo gun, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
And especially when you, like, turn it on, it's wild. It's like, eh.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, my God. You
I
know?
Get, yeah. I
it's a lot.
Imagine. A lot of trial and error.
It's a lot. Yeah.
yeah.
Totally. Where I feel like, for my experience, I eventually started to get into shops as I built up my chops.
What do you mean in shop? What
like,
does that mean?
Like into a shop.
Oh, into a shop.
Right.
And that's your traditional way of being in the business.
No.
It isn't?
I feel like there's two ways where it's like you can either do what I did.
In-house?
Where you're just basically figuring it out and uh-huh. you build up your portfolio to where you can show a shop that you are capable and competent.
And that's what you did.
Yeah.
What's the second option?
The second option is you pick someone whose work you're like, damn, I really like that person's work.
And you
go spend money with them.
So you're a Padawan. They're a Jedi.
Right.
And you're a Padawan in
right.
the lightsaber school.
Absolutely.
Oh, so apprenticeship.
They teach you how to wield a lightsaber.
It's apprenticeship.
Apprenticeship.
Because I knew a guy that worked in North Hollywood at a tattoo shop.
Okay.
But he couldn't tattoo, like, the first year, he had to get them food.
Normal.
He had to take out the trash.
Yeah.
He did everything but tattoo.
Totally. Well, I think from that perspective, though, you're learning more of the business, which is something that, like, in the beginning, I kind of wish I was shown.
Shown what? Like, just like
just how a tattoo shop works. Because everyone does it differently, too. There's just like running a business, you know? And some people do it great.
Yeah.
And some people do it not so great.
Is it similar to working in a kitchen? Like, you learn from the head chef?
Absolutely.
And then you can't cook, but you wash dishes?
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
It's not just tattooing. It's like...
It's the
that's
code.
A pretty exactly.
So it's
they're like cool, if we're going to give you a way to make money in life, mm-hmm. and we're going to like show you all this like shit that took...
Years
to like figure out.
You have
know?
To pay your dues.
Totally.
Would you say that's
absolutely.
The right?
Absolutely.
You have to pay your dues.
Absolutely.
So when does one get to do their first tattoo going through the number two apprenticeship way?
It depends. Some people suffer longer than others trying to figure things out.
Like
some people are naturals.
So what do you mean suffer? So you have to really suffer.
Or no, I'm sorry. yeah. I'm like, you need to go through
yeah, yeah.
all the horrible...
Yeah.
No.
No, you have to pay your dues.
Right. I just mean suffer in that some people, it doesn't come as fast.
Why is that?
I just think ability. That's even with skating. Like, sometimes you see people, they're like, dude, this dude's a fucking natural.
Right.
He makes it look so easy. How does he do it?
Well, another guy, it might take him 2 years to learn to kickflip or something.
Right.
It'll take him a long time to process the mechanics of your foot or like where the placement is on the board.
Absolutely.
Right?
And right, where it's like, and that's what I meant by suffer.
Yeah.
It's like, you see guys are like, fuck, I just can't get this. And, you know?
I thought you meant more like their attitude is, because does attitude matter? Let's say.
I think so.
Because you could do that, and what if their attitude's like, dang, like, when am I going to do a tattoo, man?
You don't want to do that. No.
So when you're doing the apprenticeship route,
right,
have a good attitude.
Yeah. Just because, you know, with a well-running tattoo shop, it's like, you have all kinds of egos and attitudes.
So there is a difference between a well-run tattoo shop versus a shitty-run tattoo shop?
Like any business, for sure.
Really? No, you could...
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're good. You're good. No, this is fascinating to me. So what else... like, what are like some of the other behind-the-scenes things that take place in a tattoo shop? Like, what are some of the other remedial tasks that people have to do to work up the ladder?
Totally. I think... I mean... in the beginning, it's very boring, tedious work, like getting lunch for everybody.
You have to do that, or coffee. Yeah.
Coffee, or clean up.
Clean up.
Doing shit like, you know, Karate Kid, you know?
I like that.
Right.
Because I love Karate Kid.
Yeah.
It's like when Mr. Miyagi didn't let Daniel
absolutely
do, like, he made him.
He's all, why the fuck am I doing
this? Paint the fence, paint the fence.
And so this is so stupid. He's like, it's for something, man.
So it's for something. There's meaning behind these things, these tasks.
Yes.
Oh, so when you, let's go back to, because you were not number two, you were in-house.
Right.
You did it out of your house.
Yeah, and I will say that doing that, I always approached it with wanting to get better. I don't think, believe me, it was never like a cash grab for me. I was just like, damn, I want to figure this out.
You want to get good.
I want to get good. Because I'm seeing this shit in the magazines, which is like mind-boggling to me. And like learning how to tattoo was like getting to the moon. Like I didn't know how to,
do
I was
anything.
Like, how do you do that?
Right.
But then I'm like, I want it so bad. I just need to believe that if I just keep plugging away at this shit and like give my heart and soul to it. That sounds so poetic and dumb, but it's true.
You're
I'm gonna make this happen.
Right.
Like hell or high water, it's gonna fucking happen.
So the progression, would you say, is similar to skateboarding too, where first you learn how to ollie.
Yeah.
And then that's like how to do a straight line or something?
Totally. And the second you nail it, you're like, I'm on my way.
Like, what about when do you learn how to do the shading and the other intricate things?
I feel like that starts to happen. You should be learning that while you're learning. If you're tattooing, mm-hmm. if you've gotten to that point, you're definitely learning that at the same time as lining.
Really?
I mean, lining's obviously the most important thing.
Is that
thing.
The most important thing?
Sure. And then I have a buddy right now who's just finishing up an apprenticeship. Shouts to Tall Boy.
Yeah, so shout out to the homie Tall Boy.
Yeah.
Is he doing good?
He's doing great.
Is he doing a good job?
Yeah, he's actually, he sent me a picture of an orange he did today.
He did a tattoo of an orange?
No, he tattooed on an orange.
On an orange.
Yeah.
Wait, is that a way to get good?
Yeah, like tattooing fruit.
Okay, tattooing fruit. I didn't know that. Tattooing fruit.
Right.
To learn. Now, why fruit?
I would say oranges specifically because it mimics the skin.
Oh, because it gives...
It's got some pushback.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's got some similarity to like skin. Even though it's not skin, if you tattoo on an orange, you can get like a pretty accurate like read on... If your lines are good, if your shading's good.
Wow. So for those...
If you're responsible.
Right. So for those aspiring tattoo artists, would you recommend them getting a bunch of oranges and a tattoo gun?
For the record?
Yeah. Wait, no, just correct me if I'm wrong.
If there's people that are like, oh, man, I want a tattoo, what I would suggest is going and getting tattooed. For someone's work that you're like, damn, they're bad. Like, I want to go get work from them. Mm-hmm. Spend money with them. Because I feel like the weight of a tattooer's heart, if you're supporting their business and them, they're like, yo, I'm gonna maybe break off a little piece of knowledge to this kid who's like spending money with me.
Jedi knowledge.
Totally. They're like, you know what? I've been seeing this kid come around. He's getting tattooed a lot. He's not asking me like, hey, how do you do this? But just hanging out, getting tattooed, supporting the business. If he asked me a question about, hey, so what do you? I go, right. I do this.
As far and then as that's how do you, it. How do you get that shading on that piece?
Right.
Right.
But then if it's someone that's just really hasn't, you don't know, you're like, why? Why do you want to know?
Oh, because you could tell their heart's not into
it. Or you're just like, or I'll just, you know, kind of explain it very vaguely. But I feel like that's the part of the tattooer where it's like, I'm in no position to apprentice someone.
I think you are, though.
I
think you are.
I don't even want that responsibility.
I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit because I've seen your work. I see what you're able to do.
Yeah.
Would you want to?
Not now. Because I feel like it's a lot of work. Because the goal for like an apprenticeship, I would want them at the end of it to be better than me.
Really?
Yeah, because you're like,
oh, what they did with Anakin.
Totally.
You know, how Obi-Wan and yeah,
right.
They are like, this kid, we want him to be the best.
Totally. Because if the person comes out of that being garbage, that's your name.
Oh, because your name is attached to that?
Who apprenticed you? They're like, oh, so and so. They're like, oh.
And that's cool. And that news will travel amongst the tattoo Absolutely. Community.
And the tattooing community, I mean, is pretty small.
I've always wondered this. How in prison?
Yeah.
How the hell do they even tattoo in prison? Because they don't have a tattoo gun.
No, it's they build these little rotary machines that are actually like
what do you mean? What is that?
Like
a knitting machine or something?
So instead of electromagnets.
Oh, you're going to break it out? Oh, okay. Go ahead. Okay, break.
So these are electromagnet machines, coil machines. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you want to just display it? Can I hold it? And then while you talk about it. So this is. So what is this?
That is
is this coil, the engine?
A coil tattoo machine. Essentially, it's a doorbell. A doorbell is the same construction where it's electromagnets that when you press your pedal, it activates your armature bar.
Okay. Where's the armature bar?
Armature
bar. Yeah. And what's this thing called again?
A tattoo machine.
This is the whole thing.
Yeah.
So how do they do this? Get this in prison?
They don't. So what they use in prison is a rotary machine. So instead of electromagnets, because that's a little more complicated to build, it is a motor.
Yes.
That you would find like in a Walkman. Tape deck.
They do that in prison. They figure that out in prison.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
But it's a rotary machine, which means it's a little motor that you would find like in a Walkman or CD player.
And they flip it.
And they put the needle on the actual pinion. This is such tattoo.
No, I love it. I love it.
But it's like it's a rotary machine where it's a lot quieter. You can't even hear it. Yeah.
What about the ink? How do they get the ink?
Soot and shampoo.
What the fuck is soot?
Like from they burn paper or to like build up
ash?
Like ash. Like
how do you spell that? Soot?
S-O-O-T? How do you spell
is it,
soot?
Is it S-O-O-T?
S-O-O, I think soot.
Soot? Okay, it's okay.
I love that.
No, we can always edit this out.
Shit.
Okay, so they soot? That's ingenious. They think of this.
Absolutely.
That's innovative and just really creative the way they think about how to.
Yeah.
So soot.
Yeah.
And then that permanently will ink your skin.
Absolutely. If you push it hard enough.
What about in certain like islander cultures, like Samoan cultures or Pacific Islander cultures?
Yeah.
Where what's the thing where they do it? It's like they just prick on your skin like
way,
right, where they
because Japanese it's tabori
tabori, but they have a needle and
yes
they do it.
You know what's crazy, I've seen that live where there's actually three guys kind of simultaneously working together
and they do it hand,
where it's one guy like stretching the skin and then another guy actually like and then another guy that actually wipes.
That's a
because the one guy
right.
They all need a job because it's such like a hands-on like thing, you know.
How
wild.
Tedious and
how long would a tattoo, like a little flash tattoo, take doing the Tabori style? Like 10 hours?
Well, they move quicker, but it's definitely slower than like a electric machine.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's still cool as shit.
It's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
Are there certain tattoo shops where they just do the Tabori style? They don't have, we just do hands.
Specialize in that. And you know, I'm not well versed in that, but I know that it's definitely there's a lot more spiritual meaning
doing it
like in
that?
What in like the designs they do.
Yeah, they do have the whole
and
tribal,
it's much more intimate too.
Like doing like
I mean, it's crazy. Like machines, like when I tattoo you guys, it's gonna be like quick.
So when you let's focus on my homie right here.
Okay,
this is gonna be because we have Andrew behind the camera. He's helping us technically right now.
Yeah,
but he also agreed to get his first tattoo tonight.
Yeah, pumped.
Are you guys gonna form some kind of connection since it's because you're basically kind of like I don't want to use
it's his first tattoo. Dude, and he's
I
like,
don't want to say that. See, he behind the camera, he did this. I didn't want to use that as an analogy, but right. I kind of have to now since he did this.
It's gonna be like a scene from Ghost. And you're Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay. So tonight, are you gonna look into his eyes?
Yes.
No, but you will have, because I remember who tattooed me, my first tattoo.
Totally. Where it's like, so here's the thing. It's like when we start, he's going to be like, all right, here we go. And then you feel that first line and you're like, ugh, you kind of break a sweat.
He's a tough guy, though. I mean, this guy, he learned skateboarding. He's good at, skateboarding. He had patience to learn skateboarding.
Yes.
So you know he has patience.
But then, you know, been doing it long enough. When I tattoo you, I could talk to you, and it just like cool.
Does that help a person first getting their tattoo to the communication?
Absolutely.
Rather than silence,
right? Or someone that maybe is newer at tattooing that needs to focus on a little bit more what they're doing.
Yeah.
Because it's not second nature yet.
Yeah.
They're like, please don't talk to me while I'm doing this.
Right. What helped me?
And I'm like, hey, how are the kids?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, people are like, oh, this is great.
So he's lucky because I did research on you because the guy that did my first tattoo was a low apprentice.
Oh, okay.
I'm not gonna out him. But look, dude, see this line?
It just fell out. He didn't go deep enough.
He didn't know. I didn't know this, but I was maybe his second guinea pig.
Okay.
My homie went to the good guy that did it.
Oh, I see.
The owner of, and this other guy was sitting in like the barbershop chair, like reading a comic, or he was literally, you could tell he was sitting there for like 8 hours, just bored. And when I felt like, oh, well, I don't want to sit here. Maybe I should get a tattoo. And once I said that, like, cause there was only two dudes there. He was like, I could do it, you know, and I should have done a little bit more research.
Sure.
I didn't know this guy didn't know what he was doing, bro.
But go ahead. Can I ask? You were excited just to get tattooed.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And I feel like sometimes, like, because people get so excited, they're like, I'm getting a tattoo today. They kind of like don't look farther than that. I've done it before.
What do you mean by that?
Like, I have a tattoo from a convention that is shot. It is not good.
It's worse than this line?
It's like raised. You could read my tattoo, my first tattoo, like Braille.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like he went too deep and he scarred me up. But I...
Well, what does that mean, going too deep?
Going too deep. Like that, like your line. Look at this is... Your line is overconfident. Jeremiah's line is underconfident. Tattooing happens somewhere in the middle of that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, dude.
And really, I love this tattoo.
Oh, my God. I went in too deep.
Dude, it's all good.
No, I went in too deep, brother.
It's good. It's good.
So I like that you said that. So too deep or too light.
Yeah, tattooing happens in the middle of that.
So good tattooing is in the middle.
Yes.
Finding that balance. Finding that magical
middle ground, yep.
Middle ground.
And when you
area.
Know, yes. And when you know where to live in that, that's when you can excel.
So it's kind of like learning the sweet spot on the skin where you're not pressing in too much pressure, giving right. too much pressure.
And then,
I'm sorry. Can I take a look at what I did? Yeah, oh my God. So I did it like right here. Yeah, are people, that's a good question. Are,
yeah.
Off camera, Andrew said, are people's skin texture different?
Yeah, and that's everybody. So, like, the first time I tattooed an elderly person.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I tattooed a lot of elderly people.
And then theirs is loose.
Their skin's like paper. Loose. And loose.
So
as you feel it.
That's a good question, man.
Because they show me their arm or wherever they want to get tattooed. I'm like, where are you thinking about putting this? And they go, well, right here. And then I grab their arm and I go, oof. So,
and what do you,
so I would tattoo them differently than I would like someone who's like 19 or 20. It's like, I'm here for my first tattoo because they're young. Their skin's got like some like gumption still, you know? Mm-hmm. So then it's like, if you go too hard on someone that's got light, like thin skin, you
yeah.
definitely cut them right open.
They could bleed?
Yeah, and I've seen that happen.
Oh, no.
And it's a nightmare, dude, just because.
Well,
because
now it's a liability.
Yes, and some of the shops that I was at early on in my career where everyone, there really wasn't, like some of the not good shops that I just was at in the beginning where it's like you kind of see some of these sins happening and you're just like, oof. You're like, okay. Already like formulating your exit plan from this place that you're like, I don't need to be here that long. Like, I just need to figure out, build up a clientele here, but then I need to graduate.
When you say build up a clientele, do you get their contacts and just say, hey, I'm bouncing over here now. And then
right.
and you have their email.
Totally. And that's just based on, I mean, again, very unconventional the way I did my whole tattoo journey, but it's like
you had your own journey,
right? Yeah. Which I love. It's made me who I am today.
Exactly.
But it's like you can forego a lot of that if you just do it the correct way.
The correct way.
I just feel like with what I had available to me and around me, because I mean, you've been.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
In the Central Valley. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Hanford. That's right near Fresno. Mm-hmm. What's happening in Fresno, dude?
Meth.
And the kids that weren't doing meth were just skating or doing like graffiti or like.
Oh, well, there's a skate scene in Fresno?
Well, specifically Hanford, yeah.
Really? There are skate parks?
Yeah. A core shop in Hanford. Shout out to First Love Skate.
Shout out to First Love. It's a mom and pop skate shop.
Yeah.
Shout out to Scott. First Love Skate.
Yeah.
In Fresno.
In Hanford.
In Hanford.
Yeah. Skate. But like, same thing where it's like, there just wasn't a lot.
Right.
A lot of culture, things like that, where it's like, that's when I started turning to the magazines and being like, oh, wow. Which actually brings me to the next thing where it's like, when I was doing it 2005, 2006, I actually didn't know what I wanted to do with my life. I was like still doing the house tattoo shit.
But you were getting good at it.
I was getting better. But
when
I'm
did
like,
you realize you started improving? That's my question.
Maybe after like.
The 100th?
Or just like the second year still trying to do it.
At home. You noticed an improvement.
Yeah, but I was never able to excel because I just didn't have the information, you know?
What do you mean by that? Like just like the apprenticeship?
Like I just, right, someone actually showing me how to do it.
Right.
But because friends kind of like trusted my artistic ability, that doesn't necessarily transfer to like
tattoos because it's different than drawing on a piece of paper or
being a tattooer. You're half machine operator, and half artist.
Oh, damn.
So there's some people that are badass artists, and then they hold the tattoo machine.
Yeah.
And like, oh, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's some guys who maybe aren't like crazy artists.
But they're good at tattooing.
But they could do a very clean, nice
line.
Tattoo, right, line. Or,
wow.
So it's like guys who are like cool and nice and positive and are like on the up and up, they can make whole careers out of just being good dudes.
Can you make a whole career like outside of the tattoo shop circuit where, like how you learned, right?
Right.
Where you're doing it out of your garage, right? And then the homies, the news spread throughout the neighborhood, like, hey, Dresden does good tattoos. Like, I'm guessing like in prison or something, hey, this guy does good tattoos.
Right. So then I think too with that, I feel like that should never be your long game.
Well, that's not a good long game.
I don't think so. Where it's like, if you want to really excel, if you're at the beginning of your career, mm-hmm. you know, you want to learn in an environment where, because number one, you don't want people coming to your house
all the time.
Yeah, because like the in and out, like,
yeah, people,
your house is sacred.
You might think they might think you're dealing drugs or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's right.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, I'm sorry.
And depending on where you're at in your head, you're like, no, nah, man, I'm trying to be taken seriously as
right,
a tattooer.
Right.
So I'll tattoo like my punk rock friends and do all this shit
because they're down for it.
They're just like, dude, do whatever.
Yeah. Right.
Fuck, are you serious?
That's cool that they allowed you.
But it's cool
to.
Because then I look back on that and. Again, when I see them and they're like, dude, do you remember this? I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why did you let me do that? No, it's cool, man. It's one of your first ones.
Right. That's cool. Those are your good
but
friends.
But then I'm just like stoked on them because I'm like, you're fucking crazy.
That you let me do that.
That you let me do that.
What's,
like, how wild.
What's the opposite? What's your ideal career in tattooing? Like, what's one's ideal, like, getting in this shop, then going to conventions? Like,
right.
What would be your ideal trajectory to be a successful tattoo artist where you get respect from the community, all
yeah.
that shit. Yeah.
I don't think there's that many parts to it. Just what I say, keep your day job because you're going to need a day job where it's like being an apprentice or a shop help in a tattoo shop isn't going to pay your bills.
It's not.
It's just not. And if you're going to be an apprentice, they're probably going to ask for some money up front.
They are?
Yeah, because...
Why? Why is that?
Because...
You have to pay to learn?
Yeah.
Is that going to like culinary school or something?
Or college.
So how much is that fee?
It's...
Is it a monthly fee? Is
it
a one-off?
No, it's a lump sum.
Can you just throw out a number? Just for context.
I don't know if I should.
Oh. What if we do this? Can I guess?
Sure.
Three guesses? And then just wink... With your
okay.
So this is the lump sum.
Okay.
For an apprentice to
pay
the sensei. Hey, you want to learn? This is what you pay Mr. Miyagi.
Right.
You want to come into Miyagi-Do? This is the fee.
Yep.
Okay. I'm gonna give you three numbers.
Okay.
$1,000. Okay, that wasn't it. $2,500. What? You didn't even look at me. God, dude, so that's low. $10,000. Oh, okay, I gotcha. So it's not like peanuts.
Right.
This is like, dude, you want to be let into this
right.
dojo?
And,
like this,
and,
you're going to have to pay.
I'm just saying that's not the number.
I know, but that was more closer.
I'm just saying it's just like, hey, like whatever it is. If
pay to play.
Right. And if the person that you're asking is in the position to like, and again, I'm just saying this from what I've witnessed over my life.
Yes.
Or cause I've seen instances.
Yeah. Andrew, go ahead. Just chime in, Andrew.
Okay. No, sorry.
If it's someone who's really good.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I was just saying, if it's someone who's really good, you're obviously going to probably have to pay, you know, and I'd pay that. And then
sure.
if it's like down the street, it might be less. I don't know.
I'm exactly.
Assuming.
And
I had another question.
And
too,
the yeah. Go.
The other one was when you're talking about these apprentices, I know in skateboarding for myself, like if I'm setting up my board, I'm never having the kid in the shop set up my board. Like, I'm setting it up. Do you, when it comes to, like, your tools, do you clean them yourself? Do you fill the, I don't know how it works with the ink and everything, but is that,
good
is that
questions.
On your own?
Okay,
did you,
so.
Did you hear his questions?
Yes. Okay. So I'll answer the first one. Those are really good questions, dude.
Thank you.
Okay, so the first one, yes. The cool thing about tattooing, if everything's on the up and up, like the person's portfolio is a very clear indicator on any respective person because, you know, good art is subjective with whoever's trying to get into what, whatever style they're trying to do, they see that and they go, wow, this person's really good. And especially if they're the hardworking neighborhood tattooer that they should be, they have a good rep too. So it's like, yes, clearly learning from someone who is far more proficient than someone just down the street, the price is going to be different because the knowledge is more valuable.
At the shop.
Right. But again, it's like, what was the second question?
Go
again?
Ahead, Andrew.
About
the gun. Oh, yeah, the gun and the ink
right.
and all that.
So then that's another thing where it's like, at first you wouldn't like, cause I've had apprentices in my space before, not from me, but like someone else having an apprentice where if they're new, same thing. I'm like, please do not touch my shit. I just, you don't know what you're doing. I don't really feel, but like a badass apprentice, one that's been through it and they've just, they're like, you want to get to that point where you're like, I trust that the way they're going to set me up is going to be perfect.
So going back to a skateboarding analogy, the skate shop.
Yeah.
So you'd want a kid that's worked at 5 skate shops.
Totally.
You'd be like, oh, he knows what he's doing. I know. I've seen him set up boards.
Right.
Successfully.
You already have a rapport with him.
He knows how to do the grip tape. No
right,
bubble.
Right, right.
No air bubbles. Right. Like, you know, all that.
And you've also kind of quietly watched him. You're like.
Oh, you're peeping his.
You're like, all right.
Progress.
Like, he's good.
Right.
He knows what he's doing. Even though you still may in the end. You're like, also, but don't touch my fucking board.
Yeah.
And in the end, even the fact that you're like, if I ever needed that, I would definitely trust this person who's clearly taking it seriously and is like, just not shitheaded in any way. It's like, oh, and you're just mm-hmm. like, dude, just do it or don't. And just, you know.
Okay. So we're getting to the last, I think, 10 minutes, right, Andrew? I'm going to put Andrew back. Oh, hold up. Before I do that.
For an hour?
About 40.
Dang!
Oh, no. We got 20 minutes. No,
okay.
We got 20 minutes. I want to get to the point. No, it's, this is great. It's been, we've been. It's been super.
No.
We got time, but I'm just kind of keeping my mind on the time because.
Totally.
Because of what him and me.
Right.
I want to ask you, because I want you to like promote like anywhere, like tattoo shops where cats could actually contact you to get some work done.
Absolutely.
And if you could slowly maybe kind of like touch upon like a specific shop where they could get a hold of you or
absolutely.
Like to shout out some people in your field.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? And all that.
So first and foremost, I got to give a shout to my homie Luis. He's the one that owns 210 Tattoo in San Luis Obispo. 210.
Like the number?
The number 210. Like 210.
210?
Yeah.
Tattoo shop.
210 Tattoo. It's in the heart of San Luis Obispo. That is currently my home shop. Mm-hmm. Very happy there. And Luis is the homie, and he does the baddest Japanese work.
So Luis at 210 Tattoo Shop in San Luis Obispo.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I'm there. And I'm there tattooing. I think since the pandemic, I wasn't traveling as much. But, like, I do travel, but not to people's homes. Just the homies.
And we got you, too. We got some cash on us.
But, I'm not worried about
No, we got you.
But, we totally invite anyone to come to the shop.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful shop. And other than that, maybe just keep When I do travel, I tattoo. They're called guest spots.
And that's when you travel.
When you travel, and because we make friends with other tattooers all over the world. Mm-hmm. We're like, yo, I'm going to be in town. They're like, cool, you work here, you know?
Can you, because I've noticed too, like, because we mentioned off-camera like tattoo conventions.
Yeah.
Like, what's that all about?
So that's where a bunch of tattooers get under one roof. As a matter of fact, my favorite tattoo convention is coming up in Santa Rosa, California.
What's it called?
Tattoos and Blues.
Tattoos in Blues.
Tattoos and Blues.
B-L-U-E-S.
Correct.
And that's, why do you like that one?
It's ran by a homie. His name is Dot.
So shout out to Dot.
Dot Cross.
Yeah.
And he actually, it's just a rad convention. There's so many good tattooers under one roof.
Right. But my question is, what's the purpose of a convention?
I think it's to bring people from all over under one roof. So it makes it a little easier for people to come to a spot where they can kind of like walk down aisles, see a bunch of really good artists that are like centralized in one area. And if they don't want to get tattooed, tattooers also make rad like merchandise.
Oh, so they have merch? Oh, they have stickers and stuff.
Like, you just go, you're like, oh shit, there's all kinds of cool shit here. Prints, like all kinds of stuff like that.
And what about this? Networking.
Yeah, totally.
You go there, you meet other artists.
Also see old friends. Like if you've been in the game for a little while, yeah. Like you're like, hey, what's up? Because you don't see people that often, you know? It's just like, it's cool because the energy is high.
Yeah.
And everyone's just like stoked.
Just to be there.
And that's one thing I missed, like during the shutdown.
Oh, because of that interaction.
I'm like, yo, man, because I'm like a hugger.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's up, dude? Like, wow, so good to see you. And I miss that. So I'm very excited. It's coming up in August.
Awesome. Did you want to, how do people get to, do you have to be invited to that? To go to that?
Yeah.
How do you get invited to a convention?
You either just get invited or you ask to, like, they give you an application.
You have to do application.
But that doesn't always mean you'll get chosen just because, you get your work reviewed.
Oh, who reviews the work?
Usually the people that run the convention.
So they're like senseis.
Totally. So where if they know you and you're good, cool. But if you're like applying for the first time, they're going to definitely.
Who are you? Yeah. So then,
normal scrutinizing.
So there's politics in that. Like, totally. As far as like the people that are invited, the people that choose who comes.
Sure.
Oh, dude.
But just because they're trying to retain a level of quality.
Quality.
Because they're like, that's how conventions get good.
Reviewed.
Reviewed. Yeah. They're like, man, that's every time they have that show, they always have like crushers there. They're just right. Like, do the sickest shit. And they're just like pumped.
Now, like, you don't have to give me the dollar amount, but like, as far as like making tattooing a career.
Right.
Like, how many years do you really have to put in to get to the point where you have a shop and all that stuff and you're respected in the community and all that?
I don't think I could speak on that specifically, but what I will say is that I feel like, me personally, it took me 10 years.
10 years.
Before I was like, all right, I'm in the groove.
Right.
Where I'm like, I'm doing the work that I was like envisioning back when I was young.
Oh, damn.
But I mean, that's just, there's just a lot to it, you know? And I feel like just being able to, as far as owning a shop and all that, I'm not sure. I think that's different for everybody.
Yeah.
I think whatever you feel, wherever you're at,
yeah.
Because everyone's minds are different too. Like, what they can compartmentalize and do and like run a business, you
right.
know?
Right. Because it is
sometimes
a business.
Sometimes people don't want that responsibility, right, you know? They're right. Like, I just want to work and go home.
Exactly.
But it depends.
So, similar to like, we'll bring it back to skateboarding. Like, in the skateboarding world, there's like pros that get paid more or it's more lucrative for them,
right.
You know? Is the same way in tattooing where there's certain like figureheads like one tattoo from them is like $8,000, like something crazy.
Totally. Where I think the bigger tattoos where it's like when you see people with these one sleeves where it's like, oh, how much was your whole sleeve? And then they go, I don't know. They're like, I don't really remember. Where it's like, because that takes sessions.
That's sessions.
Right. So if someone's a certain dollar amount per hour, you kind of forget how much it costs because you just live with being stoked on having like a beautiful piece of art.
Right.
You don't really remember like, you just remember, oh yeah, it was probably pretty expensive, but I lost count after like the third session. Right. But look at this, it's bad as fuck, right?
Right.
Wow, you know?
How, and then like, you don't have to answer the, like as far as dollar amount, but could you make a like can you buy, like have a whole career, like buy a home and have a whole life because of tattooing? Like,
yeah, I think it's a little different because when you work for yourself, you know, people look at me and it's like getting things like signed or like getting a house or something. People go, like, it's almost like they don't believe
it's being possible.
A professional tattooer. They're like, so how long have you been selling drugs?
Right.
And I'm like,
oh, they've.
I'm like, dude, I.
So there's a stigma attached to tattooing.
I mean, with some people,
it's changed over the years. It's more accepted. I would say
it's changed, but I feel like sometimes people just can't wrap their head around that. Like, there are people breaking their backs like doing this career, where it's like, I'm not saying it's like, oh, it's grueling work, because I have fun when I go to work.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's work. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, you know? And it's just something that if you're not always painting, if you're not always doing something, like keeping your swords
sharpened.
Like, so to speak.
Is that how to sharpen your sword? Like, yeah. When you're not tattooing, you're always drawing and stuff like that?
Totally. What was the quote where it's like, you don't get too old to skate, but you... He's like, I don't fucking know.
I mean, this guy, he's still killing it.
Right. Or you get old because you don't, or something like that.
Right.
Or it's like, fuck, it's just like, you always got to be moving and doing something. And if you're not, maybe it's not for you.
To keep you on point as far as your craft.
You've conditioned. And
right.
Because if there's been times where I've taken breaks from tattooing, like not long breaks, but I'm like a couple days off, and I'm just like.
Oh, your skills will diminish?
No, but I'm just like. I'm like, man, I miss.
But it's like that with skateboarding. If you don't skate for a while, you. You have to relearn a lot. Right. Yeah.
Or you're like, all right, let's get back into this.
You have to relearn your shit. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah,
but then it all comes back quick.
Right.
But that first couple pushes, you're like, God damn, dude, what is happening?
Yeah. So is it like muscle memory too? Like how skateboarding?
Absolutely.
So that's the correlation?
Yes.
So there's muscle memory in skating and muscle memory in tattooing.
Absolutely.
That's a real thing.
Oh, dude, totally. It's like, that's also why tattooers paint, because watercoloring and doing that, it mimics tattooing.
Why watercoloring specifically?
The way that it moves. Like the way you shade, mm-hmm. It mimics shading and tattooing.
That's insane.
Like lining something on a piece of nice paper. It's just things that just stay.
Oh, and then
stay
and it drips too, like how ink.
Totally,
may drip
like you're manipulating it, much like shading. You know, it's
that's
just
insane.
So usually, people that really take a really good step forward with learning how to paint really well.
Yeah,
it makes them better.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Now, can we do this now? Because we went for we kept going.
I know. Sorry.
I like that. No, I like it. I enjoyed it. I want how does one specifically get a hold of you, Dresden, if they want some works done by you?
Yeah.
Outside of the 210. I mean, shout out to Luis again from 210 Tattoo Shop.
Shouts, Luis.
And San Luis Obispo.
Yeah.
But what if someone's like, I want to get work done by Dresden?
Yeah. So you can call the shop, which I'm sure you could easily find on Google,
mm-hmm.
210 Tattoo, San Luis Obispo. Otherwise, you can get a hold of me on my website has a link to, or not my website, my Instagram has a link to my website. You just click that.
What's your Instagram?
Instagram is Dresden Made.
Dresden Made. Let me do it again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dresden Made. Spell that out. No, spell that out for him.
Dresden Made.
Like the Dresden, like the bar, Dresden, right?
Yeah,
similar?
Yeah, downtown. Yeah,
yeah. One more time. Dresden Made. I want to throw this before we end it.
Yeah.
Do you think we covered? How do you feel
dude,
about it?
Dude, there's so much more.
There's
I
so much
talk
more,
about,
but we
but
got
this,
a good.
This is good.
We got some meat and potatoes in there, right? And this is going to my boy behind the camera. I'm not going to tell anyone what you're getting. That's your business. But I do, I thought of something. Would you be able to, this is if he wants to agree.
Okay.
Would you be able to, because he already wants a certain thing.
Yeah.
But can you do something like this, like a skateboard?
Yeah.
On like maybe, I mean, I'm just thinking of you, brother. I mean, I'm thinking about, because to give your thing context, I'm not going to say what it is, but I thought it'd be cool if he has something like this. It's just a skateboard. I mean, that'll take you 5 minutes, right?
Right.
Yeah, this is
something as simple as that, yeah.
Yeah, like a skateboard.
Like under what he's getting?
Something like that where, easy. Yeah, you know, yeah. Something where it's like, it's kind of like a story for him. You know,
absolutely.
Like where he's gonna get his thing, but if you put this underneath it or near it,
it personalizes it, because like you have the classic what you're getting,
right?
But the skateboard is the cherry.
Yeah, that gives it more context. Like, no, this is this attached to this.
And I'm stoked on what you're getting. That
yeah,
is
I am too.
Tight.
Yeah, it's tight, right?
That's good. That's good.
So I'm thinking, I mean, that could you, because you have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have time to screen or to.
But you know what's cool? Something that easy, I just draw it on with the Sharpies.
You could do this no problem.
Yeah, like freehand essentially. And it'll look just like that.
Andrew, think about it. No. I don't want to put him on the spot.
Timestamp.
No, because I'm thinking, because, you know, this is his first thing. I want it to be like monumental. I want it to be something like he'll like remember, like that signifies,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
why
yeah.
he would why get something like
it.
That.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a lot of meaning. That type of meaning I like.
You do?
I haven't never got a tattoo because I was like, I'm never against them. It was just, I wanted it to be something that I gave a shit about. Cause I'm very like, the next day I'm like, oh, I don't like this anymore.
And totally.
Like,
yeah.
So, and I understand that sentiment.
No,
where
no,
it's
no.
like people get tattooed for all different kinds of reasons.
Right. And
you
I understand
be a crazy
that.
Piece of art. Cool.
And I understand that.
But also tattoos are an intimate thing. So it's like,
but with him too, I'm going to add to his story.
Right.
It's not the thing that there's a thing behind the original.
Yeah.
But dude, the skateboarding signifies this guy's life.
Absolutely.
Like what this guy's about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He loves skateboarding.
Yeah.
I just thought of it. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, I like
it. You do. You do. Yeah. So I'm just going to throw that on there. So what we're going to do
I'm
now.
With it.
You are?
Yeah.
And
oh,
that's
yeah.
no problem. Like
no
we
problem.
Could, I mean that. I'll show Andrew after this what yeah. we're looking at. There's a sticker. But what we're going to do now, and I'm going to try to add some of this content after the interview, maybe like sprinkle it in
okay.
this thing or maybe after.
Yeah.
Where it's because I'm going to let the viewers and listeners know when this interview ends, my buddy is getting his first tattoo. I'm getting a tattoo.
Yeah.
And I kind of maybe I wanted to get some footage of it, just like maybe a minute where
yeah.
I could show the viewers like you doing your thing
totally
here
right
because you brought your whole kit here
yeah
you know what I mean what do you think about that
I'm fine with it
you're good
yeah.
with it and then maybe we could kind of and then I'll think about how I could add that to add to the episode like
totally
like I'll figure that out but let's first I want you to shout out the thing like your Instagram again, a website, like what do what you want to do, and then I'll do
yeah,
my
yeah,
announcements,
yeah.
and then we'll wrap it up here.
You want to check out my Instagram? It's Dresden Made,
mm-hmm.
and then on my Instagram, there's a link to my website. You just click on that, fill out a quick form, and that gets you to me fast to where I can process that, and then we can figure out how to book you an appointment.
DMs?
DMs? I'm not really... I don't know. I don't really like DMs because I can't keep track of them, but just there's a link on my Instagram.
Oh, your link tree is on there?
Yeah.
Oh, so.
And you click that and it sends you to my website and it'll get you figured out like in a hurry.
So go to Dresden Made's Instagram.
Yeah. And there's
a link in bio.
Yes.
Link in bio,
link in
Dresden
bio,
Made.
Folks.
And then if you happen to be in the San Luis Obispo area again,
yeah.
make sure to go to 210 Tattoo Shop in San Luis Obispo
yep.
and schedule an appointment there.
Yeah.
How big's your staff there?
It's just me and Luis.
So you already know it's amongst the homies.
Yeah.
You're either going to get Luis or you.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, dude. Yeah. Do you feel good about it?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty tight.
Dude,
I
mean, like, and we'll meet you with a smile, yeah, thought, and it's all good.
And I thought it was informative to the point where, like, you know, we could have gone 5 hours.
Oh, dude, we could have.
But I wanted to get him a little, you know.
This is a good intro. I like it.
Intro version of it. I love it. Yeah. Thanks again for tuning in to this episode. Our first tattoo artist on the platform, Stevie Weeby Show. Go to Stevie Weeby Show.com. That's a website. Patreon.com/Stevie Weeby to help support the platform. Instagram/QUANGOU. StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. I also have the newest album on Spotify. So if you go on Spotify, type in QUANGOU. My newest project's on there. Send any stuff, mail, packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Andrew, can I shout out your Instagram again just to throw it in there, please?
Oh, yeah,
Andrew N89 on Instagram.
Get on it.
And so I'm looking forward to this.
Me too.
I want this to be a pleasurable experience for Andrew, so he'll remember it, he'll feel good about it,
yeah.
And I feel good about it that you're doing his first tattoo.
Absolutely. I'm pumped. It's going to be good.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. So Dresden, can you explain to the camera what you're doing right now?
I'm freehanding a skateboard.
Yeah.
Right under the Olympic logo.
So that's freehand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where, this was a good afterthought though, because even when you were saying it, I was like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, I really like it.
You do?
Makes it more personalized and less actually.
Color. No, black's good. Just okay, cool. Black's good.
So are you happy with the skateboard?
I'm very happy with that idea. Thank
you. And then you just did that freehand? Yeah, baby.
Looks like it was printed off a computer.
There we go. Beep, beep, beep.
We'll let that drop for a second. First line, okay?
Get it. Memories of what?
I'm just redoing this in house.
Oh, shit. The hell?
I know, this is
back
wild.
To the garage.
Exactly.
Andrew, how do you feel?
Good.
Okay.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip, a soul full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West, you can. You're the best on the land to bless the sand. Stir the bull with your hand, oh Skip, you can. Get that fucking bull, pull on that rope. Feeling still crazy, maintaining against the grain. Making me wanna get in a plane. The pain inside my brain never ends, sustain. I'm down for the count on the ground freight train. Living today, don't give it away. The peace and the praise, the rays. Shining it down to mightiest crowns, the finest of frowns delayed. Skippy's
afraid he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. A spade, he made the greatest blade in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal of mail. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.
Just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.